Welcome back, everybody. Got a very important episode for you in a time when the news is arresting. Breathtaking in a bad way. We're going to read together 2 Chronicles, chapters 15 and 16, about King Asa, his good decisions and his bad decisions, his rewards for some of those, both terms of his national peace and in terms of his own health. So I welcome you to public reading of God's holy word. And I do invite you to the website. We do have some material for those of us who want to band together and be lioness mothers and have good ideas and encouragement for ourselves as we help our children who have learning challenges. Please do come to the website, www.greatshalom.org, www.great, like G-R-E-A-T, shalom is S-H-A-L-O-M, greatshalom.org, and currently we're on www.overcominglearningproblems.org as well. Welcome back, everybody. I have something very important to talk about today for those who have ears to hear. But first, I want to make an apology. I know I'm behind on my commitment, particularly to send those people who have signed up the document, the PDF. Turned out to be 20 pages. I never had any idea it would be that long. Anyway, the document on how to tell what's true, always. I do have that ready for you. I have just had some technical challenges. It's on several levels. In fact, I have had some personal, professional, technical, variety of challenges, probably a list pretty long, any one of which would probably make a normal person pee their pants. But I really was rendered speechless at some of the news, particularly the Afghanistan news. I was speechless. And so I'm waiting on the Lord as to what to say. And I also, about that time, was informed that the topic that I consider the most important health topic for mothers who are interested in their children's success, particularly around learning disabilities, in this case, preventing them, the very most important topic I am not permitted to talk about by the current federal government. I'm simply not permitted to talk about it. I'm speechless about that, too, because I probably well know what it says in the First Amendment. Freedom of speech and no abridgment of the practice of religion and the no establishment thereof. So you can't take a foreign religion, establish it, say that Christians cannot practice theirs, or that citizens can't talk about or even ask questions about important topics, but that apparently is what's been done. So I can't address some of the topics that I had planned. I planned a whole series of really of teaching. Can't do that. But I hope, I trust that at least at this point, we are still permitted to read the Bible. So that's what I'm going to do today. As I say, I think it's an important statement about me and my commitments, and I hope that it instructs you. Blessings to you as you pray and make serious decisions for the health of your children. And if you're the grandparent generation, your children making serious decisions. And hope that you have some further lineage. Okay, so we are going to read out of 2 Chronicles. We're going to read the 15th and the 16th chapter. 2 Chronicles 15 and 16. We're going to read about a king named Asa. Now, you may be familiar with the story about Jehoshaphat, which is in 2 Chronicles 20. And we'll get to that another day. But today, 2 Chronicles 15, 16. So this is the history of Judah, the kingdom of Judah, which is southern part of Israel. Word of God. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa. So Azariah is a prophet. Asa is the king. Azariah said to Asa, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah, with Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him," meaning God, "he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now please, no one jump to the conclusion that I'm trying to say that God has forsaken the United States. The United States does have a covenant with God. But I do think this is a important and pertinent principle. Judah had a covenant. Israel had a covenant. Judah had a covenant. Abraham had a covenant. David had a covenant. And the Lord is saying this to Judah. So anyway, a principle about how to live life. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Verse 3. Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and the nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Now, this seems to make God responsible. And some people tell me that God allowed this, and that's in the Hebrew verb tense. I don't know. I'm just reading out of the King James. The Bible's translated this differently. I don't have enough Hebrew to make the ruling. Verse 7, "Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Well, I think that's clear. Regardless of trying to understand all of God's interactions with the big picture, I think this is verse 7 is something we do understand. Therefore, are responsible for. Verse 7 again, "Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all of the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. All right, so these are the tribes or the divisions, the tribes of Israel, and it looks like some of the tribesmen had come over to Judah because he was more prosperous than the king of Israel. Which, by the way, was not to be expected because Israel had the northern, more flat part of the nation around Shiloh, for instance, the heartland of Israel, whereas Judah had the mountains. But anyway, verse 10. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 700,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they, I'm not suggesting violence or compulsion. Very clearly, in today's theology, certainly of Christians, and I believe also of the Jews. We believe in free choice, but this was a very serious decision a long time ago. So we're talking Bronze Age. Okay, so anyway, they covenanted together to seek the Lord their God with all their heart. Verse 14, and they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting, and with trumpets and cornets. Verse 15, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him, the Lord, with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Now this I would suggest, when you seek the Lord as a person, as a group, as a nation, then you are rewarded and you do have relative rest. If you want to argue that in a reasoned way, you know, from the soul rather than the spirit, you would have to say that these rules came down from the community, ancient communities, because they worked. When you have a community where everyone is committed to following the law and not transgressing upon other people, and if you have a community even more than that, it's willing to contribute to the good of the whole, then guess what? You have a better society. And of course, that would also mean laws that point to the good of the people. In contrast, when you have an elite that make laws that oppress the people, that encourages the people to rebel either overtly or covertly, then soon the whole system becomes lawless and everyone for themselves, and it's no longer society. Hell. That's a rational argument. Those of us who believe in the spiritual believe that God rewarded them. The Lord gave them rest round about. Verse 16. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. Even though she was the daughter or granddaughter of Absalom, she got involved with an idol. And so she was removed from her place. Verse 17, and the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. Worth reflecting upon. Things were not perfect, but the ruler was doing the right thing, and that went well. Verse 18, and he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. Verse 19, and there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. So gave them rest round about meant no war. I think we've seen a good reflection of that in our recent history. Righteous government, regardless of the criticism of it. Fewer wars. Okay, and then 2 Chronicles 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. All right, so Israel, the northern kingdom, is attacking Judah. That's crazy. Okay. And you remember I said that Judah lived in the highlands, and so he was trying to not let them do commerce. Verse 2. And Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent them to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he might depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa,
and set the captains of his army against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abel-Maim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah.
Okay, I think that's clear enough. So Israel, you know, basically cousin, came and attacked for no reason, and Asa went and talked to Ben-Hadad, who's an empire power, and because he started making war on the northern cities in Asia, went and took care of that, and so the building program was dramatically changed. But, okay, verse 7, and at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, well, this says Hanani. Okay. Sometimes the King James versions are not the same pronunciation as Hebrew, and I'm not an expert. Sort that out. But anyway, the seer is a prophet. And so Hanani says to Asa, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? And yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. So the power to the south, the Egyptians, had come up and not knowing what to do, they cried out to the Lord, and they were delivered. They had this history. They knew what worked. They chose not to follow the same pattern because they got smart. Verse 9. Here's a memory verse for you. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Pray first. You do the right thing first. That's what I gather from this in terms of for theology, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. There is a great promise there. There is a small remnant of us who have waited, who have prayed, who have hoped, and continue to wait on the Lord. The Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, has not somehow had his arm shortened. He sees what goes on. His eyes run throughout the whole earth. He wishes to show himself strong. And he knows the timing better than humans. Good. Verse 10. And Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in the prison house. For he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. 11. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Verse 12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. This is the verse that I most want to point out here in the Great Shalom. Let me read it again. 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 12. And Asa, in the 30th and 9th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians.
just be quiet and let you reflect on that. It's a pattern with Asa. He got, he was comfortable. He had peace for a long time when he sought the Lord. He did the right thing, but then he got comfortable. And then a problem arose, and then he tried to work it out in his own thinking. And when corrected by the prophets, he put the prophet, or the seer in this case, in the prison house, and he continued with the pattern. Disease in the feet, if you were in the typological interpretation, you'd talk about his walk, his behavior. But in this case, I think we should take this at face value. He was diseased in his feet. He refused to seek the Lord. His disease became very great. He relied on the physicians and not the Lord. And what happened? Verse 13. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. So they did bury him in the manner of being. There is much, as I say, that I'm not permitted to talk about, not permitted to ask questions. This in itself is very instructive. If you ask questions about points of fact, or points of logic, if these questions are pertinent to your own health and to the health and life of your child, and you're not permitted to ask those questions, there are some conclusions that must be drawn, not only about the content of what the answers might be, but the intentions of those who make it impermissible. So I assume that I will get into trouble. I have been into trouble. But at any rate, I'm assuming that I still have a legal right to public reading of the Bible. And so I wish to have it on record that I'm a Bible believer. I have long been a Bible believer. In fact, perhaps I've always been a Bible believer, although not always to the same degree. But certainly I think I would be an adherent to the conclusions that would come out of 2 Chronicles, 16th chapter and the 12th verse. Perhaps I came into this world with that personality. No doubt it has been my spiritual formation, and it has been my consistent teaching, both personally and as a professional pastor, teacher of the word. I have said many times in Great Shalom, we believe in healing. I will take it any way it comes. You know I believe in dramatic, miraculous healing because I have unpacked and exegeted Isaiah 53 that talks about by his stripes we're healed. I've same verses quoted in Matthew and alluded to in Peter. So you know I believe in miraculous healing. When it comes to learning disabilities, I think good practical strategies are helpful. Only in very, very rare cases would we need something of a prescription. And even then, I'm very skeptical about that. And in fact, I think it calls for great wisdom to choose which methods. But the dividing line really is the faith, because mothers who have faith, mothers who find creative tactics, have a positive atmosphere and result, whereas so much of the professional class and the system
has a negative viewpoint, a result, because they assume this child is disabled. They assume the child is disabled, and they telegraph that, and they make accommodations rather than remediations. Even in the natural, we understand what a self-fulfilling prophecy is. Even in the natural, we understand the slippery slope between accommodations, self-identity, or misconstrued measures like pharmakia. So I want to ground what I have said very much in faith. Faith is primary, faith is the context. But I also mean the content of that faith. It matters whether you follow the Lord God Almighty or Baal or Molech. It matters a lot to your children. Follow God. Don't mix it up. And don't forsake God. Walk in the good way, because the bad way has bad consequences. And we rely on the Lord. Of skepticism toward relying on Ben-Hadad, the physicians. We want strong feet, strong hands, strong hearts, and a good walk, singing, glorifying the Lord. May you and your offspring be increased. This is a reliable saying that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Folks, you can participate. Come to the website, make your comments. Also, please share. Notice I have quite a few more share buttons. We do not have to patronize those companies that have not served us well. And notice that we now have membership levels. So please check that out. Please run with us. Please be a lioness mother with us.